One Epiphany, Friday C. First posted January 15, 2010. Romans 1-6-16 Christian Lifestyle. By the indwelling Holy Spirit, born again John 3:3-5-8, Christians have various different spiritual gifts, by God's grace and merited favor, so we are to use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. If service, let us serve. If teaching, let us teach. If exhortation, let us exhort. If contribution, let us be generous. Let those who give aid do so with zeal. Let those who do acts of mercy do so cheerfully. Let us be genuine in our love. Let us hold on to what is good and hate what is evil. Let us love each other with brotherly affection. Let us try to outdo one another in show and honor. Let our zeal not grow tired. Let us glow with the Holy Spirit, always serving the Lord. Let us always rejoice in our hope. In tribulation let us be patient, and let us pray constantly. Let us contribute to saints believers in Christ, consecrated to God's service, in need, and show hospitality to all. Let us bless rather than curse our persecutors. Let us rejoice with the joyful, and weep with those who mourn. Let us live with one another in harmony. Let us never be conceited or haughty. Instead, let us associate with the lowly and be willing to do humble tasks. Commentary. In my experience, I have found that the Holy Spirit gives us different gifts at different times according to our spiritual growth and opportunity for ministry. As a new, born again John 3:3-5-8 Christian, I began as a student in adult Sunday school and in weekly Bible study. I had read the entire Bible, but I was just beginning to grow spiritually. In preparation for each session, the Lord opened my mind to understand the scriptures Luke 24:45 and gave me great revelations from His Word. I was able to contribute and to grow spiritually. I have found that if we seek to know with intention of doing God's will for us at a particular time and situation in life, that He will reveal it to us. The Lord wants to lead us one day at a time, Matthew 6:11-33. It is important to set aside a specific time each day to read the Bible with prayer and meditation, perhaps the first thing in the morning or the last thing at night. When God begins to show us things from His Word, we can pray them back to make sure that we have understood. But remember that the Lord will not ever tell us anything contrary to His Word, or that will harm ourselves or others. Jesus said that one must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God, which is all around us now, and ultimately to see and enter it in eternity, John 3:3-5-8. I believe that the church is there to the ministry of John the Baptizer, to call people to repent, to turn them to obedient trust in Jesus, to baptize them with water in preparation to receive Jesus, and to disciple new believers until they have been born again. The church was intended to be a disciple-making organization. Unfortunately, in too many instances, the nominal church has settled for making members and building buildings. In too many instances, the nominal church is being led by unregenerate, not born again, leaders. But the situation isn't hopeless. What the church needs is revival and reformation. The new believer should make reading the Bible in entirety his first goal. Setting aside a time each day to read, meditate, and pray will establish an ongoing daily devotion or quiet time which we can follow for the rest of our lives. The Bible can easily be read by the average reader in 1 year, and there are a number of plans to choose from. My preference is one that includes Old Testament and New Testament portions each day. See free Bible study tools, sidebar, top right. The knowledge of the Bible will help us avoid false teaching and false doctrine. Then one should find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Jesus told His disciples to remain in Jerusalem. The church is the modern equivalent until they had been reborn by the indwelling Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49. Acts 1:4-5-8. Acts 2:1-13. Before going into the world with the gospel, to make disciples of Jesus, and to teach them to know and obey all Jesus' teachings, the Great Commission. Matthew 28:19-20. We cannot complete the mission of Christ without the guidance and empowerment of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Faith is one of the most misunderstood words in the nominal church and in the world today. Faith is not wishing in a star or like making a wish as we blow out birthday candles. Faith is not getting whatever we want if we believe hard enough. Saving from eternal condemnation, faith is obedient trust in Jesus Christ, who alone is God's anointed Christ and Messiah, each mean anointed in Greek and Hebrew, respectively eternal Savior and King of God's eternal kingdom. Acts 4:12. John 1:4-6. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Saving faith begins as a tiny mustard seed. Matthew 13:31-32. Our yes to Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and our commitment to learn, trust and obey Jesus' teachings. When I had finished reading the Bible, from cover to cover, I believed that Jesus was the way, truth and life, as he said John 1:4-6, and I asked him to be my Savior and Lord. I realized that I needed to begin applying Jesus' teachings in my life, so I decided to read the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:1-7-28, representative of Jesus' teachings. I had no problems with some teachings, but was guilty of others. Some were things I couldn't deal with right away, but I picked one that I could work on and began there. Jesus doesn't immediately give the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We need to demonstrate commitment to discipleship and to learn to hear, trust and obey Jesus. Premature rebirth would be spiritual disaster. Hebrews 6:4-6. As we trust and obey Jesus, we will learn that Jesus' teachings are good, not too difficult, and our very best interest. And such experiences will cause our faith in Jesus to grow. Prophecy is not foretelling the future. Prophecy is declaring God's word. The fact that it is God's word means that it will be fulfilled over and over as the conditions for fulfillment are met. Deuteronomy 18:21-22. The Bible contains both wonderful promises and ominous warnings. Anyone who doesn't trust and obey the conditions for the fulfillment of the promises will receive the consequences the ominous warnings were intended to help us avoid. There are several hazards to discipleship. One is that once one has read the Bible, one thinks one is ready to teach others. Reading the entire Bible is just the place to start. It's the equivalent of a newborn baby who cannot digest anything except mother's milk. The other is that one thinks that prophecy is that one can predict the second coming and the day of judgment. The new believer spends all his time speculating about end times and never grows to spiritual maturity. I testify that I have seen both happen to new disciples. Jesus said that it is not for us to know. Acts 1:6-7. We need to be focused on discipleship and obedient trust in Jesus. Instead of trying to determine our spiritual gifts, we should try to determine our current ministry opportunity. My first opportunity was weekly small group Bible study and adult Sunday school. Then I became chairman of the Social Ministry Committee, Aid and Mercy for the Lowly, Hospitality. When those doors closed, I began to seek other opportunities. As we identify the opportunities, the Lord will provide what we need to pursue them. I felt that the lack of support of social ministry in the congregation indicated a need for evangelism, so I became the chairman of the Evangelism Committee. The congregation regarded social ministry as an in-reach service to members, and evangelism as an outreach service to non-members, whereas I regarded them as the opposite. I hope you can understand the difference. For a while, the only opportunity I had was friendship evangelism. I walked my youngest daughter to elementary school and met other parents there. I had a number of opportunities to share the gospel with parents. An opportunity opened to testify in another denominational church, and I had several great opportunities. But ultimately I had to go on to another denominational congregation. My current congregation provides spiritual support. The Lord gave me an internet ministry, which is not dependent upon a denomination or congregation. The internet ministry suits my circumstances and abilities right now. I had been looking for a way to feed myself in God's Word daily, and the Lord led me first to lectionary, in my LCA, Lutheran hymnal intended for personal devotions. Before I finished, I realized that it should be published online so that others could use it. I asked the Lord, and He approved. I searched for a blog host, and found JournalsPus. Gradually it grew to what it is today. My focus has been on discipleship, from early on. I had introduced discipleship in my home congregation. When that opportunity closed, and I went to a new denomination, I allowed them to teach me in discipleship, and was able to testify to my experiences. Sometimes we can teach best by being students. I'm convinced that the meaning and purpose of life is to seek, find and have fellowship with God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ, who alone baptizes with the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually reborn to eternal life. There is a day of judgment coming when everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to God for what we have done in this lifetime. Those who have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, who have trusted and obeyed Jesus' teachings, will have been spiritually reborn to eternal life and will enter God's eternal kingdom in heaven. Those who have rejected Jesus as Savior and Lord, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus' teachings, will be cast into eternal destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?